Well, back in studio, special guest with us today.
Very special.
This guy's going to need no intro, obviously, but we're going to give him one anyways. You were with the team, what, five years?
5 years, yeah.
With the team for 5 years. You wore an A at a time. You wore a C at a time. Wore our hat trick hockey nameplate for 2 years.
Yes, sir.
Number 20, Connor Dembinski. What's up, brother?
Nothing, man. Excited to be back. Happy to be here.
Round two.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I was kind of like, I wouldn't say pissed, but like last year I couldn't get you because there's just a whole bunch of shit going on, right? And like, I couldn't get you. I'm like, shit, because you're one of the guys that I wanted every year. You got to come on, like, especially when you wear our name. Like, you know what I mean?
We got him last year.
Did we? No, because Rob and I got him the first time, and I think this is your second time.
Well, he was there with
Rob. You were there, right? Was that like one of your first interviews?
You've been like, yeah, like my third interview probably.
Okay.
But no, it's really awesome to have Connor back here, especially after a couple clutch goals along the way.
Oh my God.
It was a great playoff run. Ended shorter than everybody in this room wished it would have, but just...
Before we kind of get into it, let's just do this off the hop here, the first couple minutes here. Shocking news in the PJHL today. We lost Craig Spence yesterday. The whole hockey world is just in this area is just completely stunned. It was obviously, I believe it was a car accident, I believe. I hate to say it, but it was we just want to just say we're very like sorry to Craig's family, his team, obviously the Blades and everything. Like, we love you guys. If there's anything that we can do to help out, feel free to reach out. We're here. And I'm assuming you want to add to it. I know you and him talked a little bit, right?
Oh yeah. No, like, it's sad to say now, but Craig was one of the people we had lined up for an interview to get on. And I only knew him in passing, but just from what everyone has said about him and from my experience with him, it really shows how much of an impact you can leave in this world, and his is profound on and off the ice. On the ice, he was a captain, went 2 points per game this year, OHL drafted, like all the talent in the world and all the effort in the world and a really hard work ethic, which he demonstrated in everything he did in his life. So gone way too soon, but definitely every organization he's played for and everyone that's known him, and especially his family, his brother, his sister, his parents, grandparents, just our profound condolences to them. And we hope you can find some semblance of peace in this situation. I can't imagine. I know it's never easy, but thoughts and prayers go out to you.
For sure. Now, you actually played against him for a few years. Is there any kind of story that you remember from him just being on the ice? Because he was a unit, that kid. He was a big boy.
Yeah, I played against Spence when I was in Sun County a little bit. He was in Chatham. Yeah, I mean, coming from me, I just, from my family too, we'd like to extend our condolences, you know, to the family, to friends. To the Blenheim Blades and Chatham Maroons organizations and everybody, you know, that he touched. It's tragic, and I know everybody I've talked to is shook up about it. So, you know, just wanted to extend our condolences. I didn't know him well, but, you know, playing against him, he's the type of guy where you'd chirp him and, you know, he never had anything bad to say. He always seemed like a real stand-up guy, so... And from everybody I know that knew him has said the same thing. So I don't really know what to say, man. It took everybody by surprise. So, you know, I'm just really sorry to hear it.
So everybody, seriously, we're like just – you guys are just in our thoughts, man, constantly. Yes. We're always constantly right now, you know, thinking about you guys. We're just trying to give you guys some strength. And like I said, if there's anything we can do, feel free to let us know.
Always chat.
Now we'll kind of move on a little bit here, Connor. Leading into your like let's say your senior year or your overage year, how did you feel going in? Did you know, like, did you feel good going in? Was it like, I know freaking camp, you guys, I watched you guys in camp for a little bit, and just how did you feel headed into your final year?
Well, headed into the season, I was definitely excited. You know, seeing guys that we got back, you know, guys like Coves and Picks and Kibber, you know, some guys that I've, you know, known a little bit for a while, but, I mean, I've known Kibber since grade school, but the other guys coming in, you know, to get to know those guys, it was great, man. Great guys, great hockey players. And, so I was excited, and the new coaching staff, and, especially coming into camp, it seemed like we had an emphasis on hard work and an emphasis on, you know, doing the right things on the ice. So I was really excited, and, I think I had good reason to be excited with everybody that had come in. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't think I had the start I wanted to get off to. You know, suspension in preseason, and then coming back to a hit and a fight, and yeah. And, I don't know if I put the puck in the net as much as I'd like to this season, but we won a lot of hockey games, and I felt like I contributed in other ways. Oh, so,
yeah.
I was really pumped for this season.
I didn't know you were so silky on defense.
I don't think anybody did.
I know. Out of nowhere, I'm like watching look the game. Look at this guy. Like,
I had never had a coach. I had never played junior, like defense in junior, until this year. And it was kind of funny because I show up to the dressing room and I'm walking by the coach's office and I'm looking through the windows into the coach's office to try and get a peek of who I'm playing with that game. And they call me in and Tony was kind of chuckling because it was Wallaceburg or somebody. And Tony's kind of chuckling and he's like, hey, you're playing defense tonight. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, funny. Like,
yeah.
So and they're like, serious. No, like you're playing defense tonight. And he just said, keep it simple. You know, you're a veteran guy. You'll be fine. I was like, okay. And I honestly, I hope it turned out to be a good call because I felt good back there. And
kidding me, it looked good.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. I liked having a little bit of time and space with the puck on the back end and trying to get pucks through. And I think a lot of guys were asking me, I didn't even know you could skate backwards. And, you know, I felt good, man. I was a little surprised that my gap was awful. There was a couple things I definitely needed to work on, but it was fun. It was definitely fun.
Well, the thing is, though, is you got a bomb for a shot, yeah. too, right? So, well, like, having you back there on defense was on the power play.
He got awesome. Practice for yeah. that power play unit, right? It was just the same thing. You send him out, play with Marty. And it was perfect. Marty went and played forward, parked himself in front.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Dembo was at the top of the hash marks and just leaned into him, eh? Mm-hmm. Outside of the circles. Especially, yeah. That goal against Blenheim. I was electric. Two of them. That loose puck. He made it a 2-1 game. Blenheim was up 2-0 that game.
Yeah.
Then he made it 2-1, ties it, and then Dallas with the clutch tip-in.
I think one of the nights I'll never... It will always fucking sit right here in my head is the first night you wore our badge, he threw up a hat trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First night, I was like,
that was awesome.
So, someone wrote on the S673's Facebook page, like, that's great advertisement there for hat trick hockey. I was like, no shit. Because, like, that night, I'll never forget it, man. It was just like everything you shot was just like bing and bing. And I'm like, holy crow. Like, look at this. Because I didn't really know you. You know what I mean? I'm like, who's this kid wearing our thing? And he comes whipping out. I'm like, oh, okay. And then it's like, bam, he scores. I'm like, oh, sweet.
Yeah,
you know?
he gets
another one. And I'm like, well, we got a shot here. And then he gets another one. I'm like, well, the guy wearing the freaking
Hatcher
hockey pot throws shot, up a hatcher. Like,
his shot. I mean, he's sitting right here. Like Dembo's shot is something else. Like I always notice you do that kind of that trick where you kind of like cover the puck, eh, with the toe of your blade for a quick second before you take that snap, and it's elusive. It beats goalies. Like, yeah, I know Dembo's a big high glove guy. He always like rips Chad, it right under the bar. But no, it's so many awesome memories of him scoring huge goals for us, and I'm so happy that. Like, all 5 years, eh? That must have been something. What a ride through COVID. Like, talk about, like, just go back through all these 5 years. I know you can't probably nail it down to one. Maybe you can, but just what are your, like, greatest memories?
Oh, great memories. Like on the ice?
Yeah, sure.
Well, no, it's hard just because, you know, I'm such – the guys, man, the guys there, some of my best friends. So I got a lot of great memories on and off the ice. But I think, honestly, that Blenheim goal, that tying it up in playoffs this year, that was a cool one. Felt good to score a big goal in front of a, you know, a packed crowd in Essex there. And but I do remember my rookie season we were having trouble with Wheatley through the regular season there. We played him, I think, 5 times, and we couldn't beat him. I think that's the year we finished 4th. So we come into Wheatley, we go down 2 games in playoffs, so they beat us 7 straight. And I remember we come back 4 straight. We're in Wheatley, game 6, 3rd period. Puck pop loose off the draw. I was able to go short side, and that won us the series. And I don't know why that one just always kind of, maybe it was just because it was my first big one with Essex, but
series winner too.
That one always sticks with me too. So, you know, a couple goals in Lakeshore here and there, but those always feel good, big ones, especially in my hometown, right? So, but yeah, you're right. It is hard to pin down one moment, but there's so many great memories I have in Essex. So,
You got that gift by, I don't know, there was a couple of them in the series, but Lakeshore, that miscommunication, they threw it off the side of their net, and he just walked out all alone and ripped it. That was awesome.
One question, too, is who did you hit in front of their bench in game 6?
I honestly forget who I was.
We were on the call that night, and you threw that hit, and my jaw just went.
It might have been Garvey.
It was.
He had a rough series.
It was thunderous.
I kind of hope so, but Garvey's a buddy of mine, so that'd be kind of funny if it was.
I know Garvey, he took a couple big hits in that series.
I think he took a couple big hits in that game.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, in our barn.
There was a couple hits where I was like,
He is a solid little fucker. He's a good kid. I've known him a long time. My dad actually used to coach him in Belver way back. So him a long time. Yeah,
he was pretty highly touted player back in the day. He grew quick and was a big guy young. Yeah. But
you want to know one of the things that really made me laugh this year is, so game 2 of the year, you got in that fight in Dresden.
Yeah.
It was Pels, right?
Okay, it was kind of funny because I came in the room and with a new guy in the room, right? I didn't know who it was, so I go over, I shake his hand. I'm like, hey man, like I'm Connor, like nice to meet you. So I'm Shane, like good to meet you, right? I'm like, cool. No idea who he was. I didn't know. Now I played against Pelsy like in Chatham growing up a little bit, but I didn't know him, right? So I didn't know who he was. I introduced myself and Palsy's got a smile on his face, and he calls me over. He's like, Dumbo, come here. He's like, you know who that is? I'm like, no. He's like, that's the guy that you fought at the start of the season. It was kind of funny because then it's in his first practice, and we're standing there shooting the shit, and he kind of asked me, he's like, hey, like, did you throw – because I hit – I guess it ended up being their 16-year-old. He ended up being their 16-year-old, and I hit the kid. It wasn't a great hit. He grabbed me and he got me in the face a couple times. So when we're talking about it, I was like, yeah, dude, you got me over the eye. And, you know, you got to do what you got to do, right? Yeah. It's a 16-year-old. Yeah,
it's junior hockey.
Happens on the ice, stays on the ice. And it was just, it ended up being a good laugh between us. So it was funny.
That's hilarious because I was saying to Mike, too, and Mike said that, oh, we just got him in some, like, sort of deal or whatever. And then I said to Mike, I was like, didn't he fight Dembo?
Yeah, exactly. You were right. I remember you saying that to me, too, and I'm like, you might be right.
Well, that's awesome. Another funny story, too. You guys remember Curtis Jackson
played? Oh, Cujo, yeah.
Cujo. He's a good buddy of mine, too. I was with him last weekend. But, my 16-year-old season, I was trying out in Essex and Bell River, right, in Lakeshore there. And I ended up leaving Essex camp to try and make Lakeshore because, you know, it was hometown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ended up going and I played an exhibition game against Lakeshore or against Essex for Lakeshore in Bell River there. And me and Cujo actually dropped the gloves in exhibition.
Did you?
Yeah. It was awesome. Kind of funny. Cause I remember I'm 16, I'm a young kid. Right. And I remember leaving the arena and he's walking towards me down the hallway and I'm like, oh, like, you know, what's he going to say? And he just gave me a tap and said, you know, good fight, bud. And I was like, hey, like, you're there. Yeah. It's on the ice, right?
Yeah.
And we ended up playing together for 4 years, and he's one of my best buds. So yeah.
That's what's good about hockey. Exactly. You could literally fight a guy and then, like, go have a beer with him after.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you tried to make Bell River. That's right. Because you already played a game for them, right?
I had played 4 games that season. Yeah, I went back to Bell River instead of going to Windsor Midget Major there. And I think it was, for me at least, I think I gained a lot of confidence with the puck going down. So then coming into the next season, I wanted to play high school hockey, so I played my four games with Lakeshore, and then it ended up just coming down to, I went to camp with Essex. Danny Anger was the coach. I had known Danny from when I was a little younger, and they offered me a spot, and I wasn't going to say no to, you know, the 73s. And, you know, even though those fucking guys beat us, you know, over the last couple of years, I wouldn't have changed my decision for the world. I think it was the best decision I could have made, and the way that they treated me the last 5 years, you know, I'll be a 73 forever. I still bleed orange, right? So
yes, sir.
You know, that won't go away.
And that's right,
man. Just watching you guys, like, you guys got us like locked in now on you guys. Like, when Rob was with the show or whatever, like, we were doing the show and we were talking 73s and shit like that, and I was like, I went to like two or three games, and then now it's like the next year it was like, okay, then I was going to more.
Yep.
And then this year it was just like, we're on staff and we're fucking like, this year it was, you know what I mean, we're running social media. No game was gonna be
this for me. Like, this was, well, you gotta think, like, I'm sure you guys were all excited, all the vets, looking at the names they brought in.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You bring in Gabe Piccolo. I was on that train from last year because there was always, everyone was talking, right, Leamington, they were going to lose half their roster because they're not going to jump. Not too many guys want to make the move.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, all right, so which ones are we going to get? I'm talking, I was chatting with Mike about it, and he was like, didn't even think about, that name wasn't even tossed around as a possibility.
Because I
just had it in the back of my head. And then all of a sudden I'm like, hey, Tristan, the first post when I took over social media, he's like, guess what your first post is going to be? I'm like, what? He's like, Gabe Piccolo. And that's, I was like, awesome. Oh, no way. I'm freaking out. And I'm like thinking, I'm like, man, imagine being in that room and you just got the best player from Windsor Essex Junior B.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
What was that feeling like? Yeah. You guys signed like four players within a 2 week span. They're like, you got Coos and what's his name? Who ended up, didn't come to the team.
Taser.
Taves. That was a school thing, I'm pretty sure. So.
Yeah.
But, like, he would have been.
Who was that?
He would have been a good addition. You know, I didn't really get to see him play, but my brother grew up playing with him. He's always a good hockey player. You know, we ended up getting Marty out of it, right?
Oh,
so,
gosh.
How can you go wrong?
Yeah, your number one D-man casually comes
midway. He came in and he made an impact right away. You know, big guy, skates, moves the puck well. Got some hands on him and a shot. How can you go wrong, right?
He's
so, and he was a fun guy to have around too. So,
oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, with all the guys, it was a really good room this year. Honestly, every year I've been here, it's been a great room. I'm still buddies with the guys that were 5 years older than me when I started playing, right? So,
now, I got a question here. Not to like really get into the nitty gritty, but with the coaching change and stuff, and with Tony coming in, like, did Tony kind of restore some kind of fire in you? Because you really seemed to, like, light a switch when he came in as the coach. You know, not to say that Rido wasn't deploying you correct, but it almost seemed like your whole game changed and you were back to the old Dembo.
Yeah, like, start of the season, I loved the intensity Rides brought. I loved the work ethic that we had in practice. The way we started the season was ridiculous. And then I don't know exactly what happened. I honestly couldn't tell you if I wanted to. I don't know, like, the, you know, the real reason, whatever. You know, shit happens. Danny came in. I've known Danny a long time. But I didn't have a great start to my season. And from what all Rides saw to me was me taking penalties and me, you know, maybe struggling a little with the puck. So I 100% understand why maybe I wasn't getting the minutes maybe I saw at the end of the season. That for me, it's, you're going to put the best guys out there at that time that are playing the best. And if I'm not that guy, you're not going to put me out because that's not what's best for the team. And I always understood that. And I always knew that if you aren't that guy, if you're the guy that's not playing, you'd be up for the boys, you'd be positive because, you know, that's what teammates do. And that was also one of Tony's big mentalities. Tony came in and he plays a very simple kind of game, but it's very effective. And it's hard to explain because when I say simple, he also can pick out the tiniest details of your game to make you better, you know? Yeah. So it's just the main things, the hard work, the winning every battle, the just out muscling the other guy on the other team. And just his big thing he always said through the season was, when you come back in this room at the end of the game, you got to be able to look to the guy next to you and be able to say, I gave you everything I got.
Yeah.
So, and I think the guys bought into that. So, it was just, I don't know if it was anything really personal with me that kind of brought my game up a little towards the end, but it was also, you know, it's coming to a close, right? You kind of got to do what you can. It's your last shot. So maybe it was a little bit of that, but I don't know if there's any specific reason.
Mm-hmm. Oh, everyone was like, even me included, from the start of the season, was kind of thinking like, you know, like the big newscast, where is Connor Dubinsky and what will he do next? You're just kind of like, where's Dembo? Like, you're watching and I could tell you were getting frustrated, eh? Just everything was like, man, bad bounce. I remember there was one game you hit like three posts.
Yeah, I was real snake.
Nothing was going in.
I was real snake, but I just couldn't find the net. That's all, yeah.
But, and then, the penalties, but then, just came back, and when it mattered most in playoffs.
I was like, since when does this guy fight all the time?
I know. I was like, last year he was a timid goal scorer. Next thing you know, he comes out like,
I was like,
seeing grimacing.
Yeah, I only had the one fight last year.
With some of the executive guys, I'm like, you guys are going to have to, like, throw us back some fucking cash, because this guy's kicked out all the time. But he's not even advertising for us. But it was, obviously I was joking, but I just couldn't believe, because I had never seen that style of your fucking play, because you're always like scoring goals and setting up goals and killing penalties and power play, and now you're like rocking guys, dropping gloves. I'm like, what is going on? Where's the Connor that played last year? So is that something that you knew going into your final year, you kind of had to add to your game for the team to be a little more physical?
See, that's kind of funny to say. So when I was a kid, trying to make Sun County and stuff, I was never the most skilled guy, especially with my skating. So it was a lot of grind and pound, get pucks out, get pucks deep, hit guys, mm-hmm. cause some shit, you know?
For sure.
So then I came to Essex, and I remember, it's funny, there was a time where I didn't make a play or something, and I get on the bench, and Danny goes, hey, sir, are you a fucking skill guy? Are you a skill guy? And I was like, no. And he's like, well, yes, you are. He's like, make a fucking play. And I was like, oh. So that's the first time anybody's ever told me that. I was like, all right, right on.
There you go.
I was like, okay. So, my confidence grew. Yep. And especially at the start of the season when I wasn't producing, like, I maybe thought I have to make an impact somewhere else in my game.
Yeah.
Now, being one of the older guys in the league, maybe not one of the smallest either, throwing bodies against, maybe that's one of the reasons I was taking penalties too. So, I was excited to kind of get back onto that, trying to put the puck in.
Yeah, you seem to, like, everything kind of, like, leveled out with you to where you found that sweet spot.
Yeah.
To where you were, like, physical. You weren't getting thrown out of games for fighting.
He's the ultimate vet.
Yeah, like, seemed to just lock in. And it was very obvious when you did too. I was like, whoa, look at this guy. Cause it was like, bam, goal, and then rock somebody and then make a play. And then I'm like, holy shit.
They had the Woodsley line going there for a while. Your brother and Caber and you.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was.
But I want to ask, obviously the game didn't go the way anyone, maybe like 20 people wanted it to go this way. But what's it like playing in a game 7 in that atmosphere with, we don't know the amount of fans, but a sold out crowd?
Yeah. Well, I think that was my first game 7 through 5 years of, junior C hockey. So first round we wouldn't, go too far. the teams would always put up a fight, and it's nothing ever against the lower end teams. It's hard when you're not getting the, we live closer to the city. We get a lot more guys to pick from. So it's nothing against those teams, but those teams we wouldn't really go far with. Second round, usually we'd take them in between 4 and 6, and we never really went as far as we'd like to with Lakeshore in the last couple of years. So it was as much as it was an accomplishment to get there and to take them 3-3 to go to game 7, we felt like we weren't done yet. And it was really cool atmosphere coming out for warm-ups in Essex Game 6, and the place is already fucking packed.
Oh, like, my gosh.
It was awesome. It was unbelievable.
Remember what I was saying to you guys? I'm like, I think you're going to have 1,000 for warm-up.
Oh, yeah, which is why we never had that.
It was incredible.
Parking that day was ridiculous, and we were there an hour.
And we got to do the call. That was awesome. Yeah. Oh. And the go with the 50 seconds left, the go threes go.
Yeah.
Every one of that building, every team from around was there. There was Petroli guys there. I'm like, you're not even in our division anymore.
Have you ever seen that rink so full?
No. So, like, it's being there for 5 years, I've always heard stories of, you know, back in 2015 when they were winning championships and the amount of people in the stands. And I've always wanted to play in front of that many people. You know, it's kind of a goal you have. You want to go far enough to get a big crowd out because, you know, Essex loves their hockey, right? They love the 73s. And, so to come out to that warm up and to come out in Essex to a crowd like that and to win 1-0, it was a really, really cool feeling.
We were going insane.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Like that I last didn't even like, know. Minute of the game was like, I didn't even know what to say. Yeah. Like, and then holy Wyatt smokes. Made two unreal ridiculous glove saves.
Dude, his saves in that series were on Schladoya, who had like 3 breakaways on him.
Yeah.
Robbed him twice, got scored on the one time, but like, That was such a game. That game 6. Oh my gosh. I didn't even know Bugsy scored when he did. That was gross.
Yeah.
Shoveled it back in.
I forget who he was with, but it was a little like almost.
It was Cale McCain.
Off the
it
wall.
It was like a touch pass. Yeah. He just left it for him. Just,
and then he was just.
Shoveled it.
On all end, shots bro, to score on that goalie, he scores on a backhander too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Nick. We were talking about before.
Whatever.
Sure. It comes down to bounces.
Yeah, I will.
And, like, the amount of rebounds that were getting out. Yeah. Not to put in, Porosky, like, he
was
he had a 960 in the playoffs.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
But, like,
he was
the rebounds that were coming out.
Juicy rebounds. Like, yeah. Juicy.
Especially at Lakeshore. Couple of nets that were missed. Shirky had that close one stopped on the line. And, yeah, that's just, what a way to close out your career, though. And we were talking about it on our last episode. We heard Halsey's mom had posted. Oh, Liam said it's gonna be a while for me and Dembo to take our jersey off, and like just. Yeah. I know it might be tough, and you don't want to make you emotional, but like, what's the feeling after, you know, you realize this is it? That's the last one.
Yeah, I honestly think it's still sinking in.
Yeah.
You know, me and Carter are still talking about next year's team in the kitchen. Like, we're talking in the kitchen this morning about next year's team. Like, it won't stop, but I don't think it'll really, really hit me until I walk into the home opener next season, you know, to watch those guys play. And, but it was wild. And the fight we put up in that game 7, you know, we only allowed 10 shots in our own zone all game. Those are usually games you win, but, you know, they capitalize on their bounces. We didn't get our bounces. Sometimes that's the way she goes and it fucking sucks, but you know, walking into the dressing room afterwards, it was hard, you know, everybody's giving you hugs and, you know, a lot of the guys shaking hands, you know, good career, great career, good job. And as much as you appreciate it, it fucking sucks.
Yeah. You just want to be like, leave me alone.
Yeah. You know, you know, my brother comes up and gives me a big hug and I'm almost in tears and, you know, I'm giving Fieldsy and I go into the room and me and Halsey are not like it. We're both sitting there, guys are getting undressed and we're just sitting there in our gear because we don't want to get undressed, right? I didn't want to take the jersey off, right? So it was definitely hard to pull it off and look at it and hand it to Bakes and, you know, no, you're never going to put it on again. It's definitely tough. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Are you gonna, like, what I was saying too with you, guys like you and like freaking Halsey and everything, you guys should get involved with the team in a different aspect.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, whether you're on the executive or like, you guys need to be involved in some way because like, you guys are like, you guys are the ideal, like freaking humans of what it's like to be a 73.
What I was thinking, and I was actually going to kind of discuss this with you, but this is a perfect opportunity since we're here, is like kind of next year have, like you were saying, a panel where during the call, rather because they want to cut out that intermission dead time where it's just the Zamboni going around, keep the call on and kind of get a show going, like former 73s, right?
Yeah, you
like the 73s like five, alumni, 10, whatever. Tonight 10, we've 10 got
an interview or whatever.
Yeah, we've got Connor Deminski. We've got Liam Hall, or maybe Tyler Scott's
Yeah, you'd be able to catch all the guys that used to play, and you know, the guys that are just hanging around the rink because you know they still love watching it.
Yeah,
that's the cool thing is, and we saw it a lot this year where there'd be some old Essex 73s. Watching practice because they're on the other rink doing something, or you stay interested, right? You always watch a team you played for and cheer for them, and that was another cool thing. Especially I know for guys like Shirky who grew up watching those guys, to be able to say, we're trying to do what you did, be able to talk to them and relate, and it is cool. I grew up watching Bellever, unfortunately, so I don't really. But at the same time, like I remember sneaking into. Well, I probably shouldn't say that, but I remember coming to the Threes games when I was in Sun County and stuff, and nah, it doesn't really matter.
You don't play anyways.
No, I don't play anymore anyways.
Fuck, you can say whatever you want.
No, and the goal was always Essex or Bellever, so I feel like I accomplished my goal and had a successful career. So.
No, for sure. Like that was there was so much support. Like. I saw 73s from literally every era. Like, there's guys from the original team. There's guys from the 80s, 90s. Well, a couple of the 2000s guys were on the Lakeshore bench. But and then just to see, like, the ones, like you were saying, those guys that grew up, like, the 14, 15 teams, like Tyler Scott, Jax Dott, all those boys are up there. You play with Jax, right?
I love Jaxie. Right. Jaxie's a great guy.
Terrific goalie, too.
Yeah.
During the Lakeshore series, I couldn't go anywhere in town without somebody asking me about you guys.
Yeah.
Like it was – I couldn't actually – here, I'll rephrase that. I couldn't go to work. I couldn't go to Harrow. I couldn't go to hockey. I couldn't pump my gas. I couldn't fucking anything without somebody asking me about the 73s. All eyes were here. And you guys had this town and probably – will forever have this town. It's painted orange, man.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, everybody's asking me about you guys.
Well, everywhere. You look at the, like, I know we've talked about this a lot, but, like, the pedigree of the roster, you're hard-pressed to find a roster better than this year.
Oh, yeah.
Top to bottom on paper, you look at this team, it's like, you got, whatever, 4 Sutherland Cup champions from last year. You've got, your overagers are all terrific. You bring in the captain of Dresden for 3 years. You bring in a goalie who was putting up like a 920 save percentage in Junior B. So, like, and your two other goalies are terrific themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, I think, has one of the all time best save percentage records. And what's his name? Hit
the only
50 wins this year, right?
No, he was Brighter.
Yeah.
I don't know if he got the record or not. It's 50 shutouts he was trying to. He was trying to break the. I don't know if it was 50, but he was trying to break the.
50 shutouts?
I don't, career shutout. Oh. Like, I don't know if it's 50. I don't remember what it was.
It might
but
be 40.
I remember they were, because what happened.
But we're still going to have another year with Brighter.
Yeah,
right?
It's a couple, because Brighter was trying to break the, it was a record, it was all-time record for something. And I remember I did it a couple times. I'm like, guys, like, play D, we can't let him get scored on. Literally 2 shifts later, he gets scored, because I jinxed him, right?
Yeah.
And I remember the one game, I threw a puck right up the wall to the D-man, and they scored, and I was like, I felt so bad. And then I think Shirky did it once, so it just became, don't talk about it.
Yeah, just,
don't talk about it.
Just know what you have to do.
Exactly. I felt bad, because, like, you know, hockey guys are superstitious a bit, I guess, and I just felt, I felt like I robbed them of it. I was like, I shouldn't have said anything.
The one thing that was crazy, too, that I actually noticed was just the difference in the coaching styles of when you guys had that change.
Yeah.
Because one was more very offensive, and the other one is very
defensive.
Well, yeah, right? The like first game of the year was 13-0 versus Amherstburg, and then the next time they played Amherstburg, well, maybe a few times down the line, but it was like 3-0.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like it was completely like you still won the hockey game. You still outplayed them.
So, but one thing I'll kind of add to that is like, how was it playing for a guy like Tony?
It was definitely a privilege to play for Tony, and I've told him that a couple times, and he said, oh, no, thank you guys, but he is one of the most – he is probably the highest hockey IQ I've ever met, and it was a privilege, you know, him coming in. And I told him yesterday when I saw him at the rink there, I told him, I think, thank you, because I think he did more for us than he even realizes. he brought a lot of us together. He brought the team together, and it was just a different atmosphere. It was play for the guy next to you. It doesn't matter if you make mistakes. It doesn't matter. As long as you're working hard for the guy next to you, we're going to be just fine. And, well, fuck, man, we almost were, you know? So, yeah. He was a really cool guy to play for. It would have been cool to play for him for a bit longer than 3 months, but at the same time, I have nothing bad to say about the coaches I played for throughout my career. So, you know, I played for some pretty good coaches over the years. So
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've always loved that about, like, Essex, but especially this year with Tony, that win as a team and lose as a team mentality.
Mm.
Just, like...
Yeah, we don't even go out of the room without everybody being ready. Like, that's how, you know...
Yeah.
And he's very detail-oriented when it comes to... he came in and we changed up all our systems and guys are trying to learn it. And, you know, guys trying to learn new systems, maybe they get a little frustrated. They're like, why are we doing this? Why are they doing that? But... a lot of guys just stick to the process, right? And he did a real good job of teaching us what he wanted us to know. You know, you grab your man on the way back was a big one, especially against Lakeshore, being in the D zone, and he knew that we were good enough to, once the puck's in their zone, find the net, right? So it was big, just take care of our zone, they can't score, we can't lose kind of mentality. So and we came close. So one bounce,
yeah.
And you know, one bounce goes the other way. You never know, right? So
that's what I mean. That's hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'll say it, if Halsey gets that shorty, I think that game goes a different way.
Well, but another big moment in that series too was when Pick got a fucking shot in frickin' Lakeshore. Remember, he got someone. Oh, was that a?
That was game two.
Was that a puck?
Or no, that was game,
covered
was
in the crease or hauled down. On, I think he got hauled down on
game
a breakaway.
Three,
right?
The series was tied 1-1. We went down 2-1. Pick got a penalty shot right away. Yeah, Pick got a penalty shot right away. Sent it wide. Did Prost get a piece of it? From the angle I was at, I looked like it went wide.
But. Yeah, I mean, being in those positions, it's hard, and I've been there where, you know, you get a puck on your stick, and then that night you're up all night just thinking about it, like, what if I scored that? But you can't. It's hard because you can't do that to yourself, you know, as much as when you're thinking back on it, you're thinking about individual plays. We win and lose as a team, and those guys also did a whole hell of a lot to help us win, right? So
one of the things
it's hard, man,
is when you guys are taking a lot of penalties.
Yeah.
Like, I looked over at the bench at times, and Tony was like...
Penalties, eh?
Yeah, Tony was losing it. And I'm like, man. Well, the one night we took, like, 8. Lakeshore took 8, too. Like, both teams had 8 that one night.
Was the night we lost in Essex? Oh, game 2. That was...
I think that
abysmal.
I think that might be the game I'm talking about.
Yeah, that was... Okay, well, like, 6 of those were... You don't call those in playoffs. If you do, you call them even.
I thought the series went, the refs did a better job of letting you guys handle it.
Game 6
I mean?
Was the best ref game ever.
But there was, and that was Matty Girard, and
Was it Fast?
No, it was no Brandon Flood was that game.
Oh, you flipped the script? But he made up the majority of the calls in that game too, and then but respect to him for that, letting you guys play out that game.
Well, they let us play hard in the finals there, and you know, over my career, maybe I've been a little too hard on the refs on the ice. I don't know how many of those guys are really a big fan of me, but you know, I got nothing but respect for those guys, even if I don't agree with their calls. It's always just a game at the end of the day, right? So no animosity. It's just, even if you don't agree with the calls, it's just kind of the way she goes, unfortunately. But I think they let us play hard in the finals. There's always going to be calls you don't agree with, and yeah, I was probably losing my mind a couple times and maybe said some things I shouldn't have. But I the big thing was not saying anything to take a penalty, right? So and even what game was, I took 2 penalties at home. I don't think it was game 2. It must have been game 4 at home. I took a penalty on a back check, and then I got out of the penalty box and hit a kid on their team.
I do, yeah.
And I remember I hit him. He had turned, and I hit him, and I was like, oh, no, because I thought they might have got me for something from behind. Or Hammer looks at me, and he looks at me, he goes, don't worry, Dembo. He goes, 2 cross-check. And I was like, fucking right.
Yeah.
That's thank Hammer's you. Awesome. You know, Hammer's keep me in the game. Yeah, he understands. Hammer. He didn't mean to. I've definitely had my disagreements with Hammer, but he seems like a good guy. And, you know, he definitely let us play in the end there. So
I actually like kudos know him, to him. Know him. Yeah. He's a good guy.
Okay. Right on, man. Yeah.
good. All series long, the thing was getting that second goal. Because whoever got that second goal won the game. All series long, it's that second goal is the most important one. And what's the feeling like in game 4 when instead of going down 3-1, you got to tie that series, get it 2-2. Shorthanded, you watch your captain go through everybody. Oh. What's the reaction on the bench? What's going through you guys' head?
Almost disbelief, but at the same time, it's picks, so like you believe it, right? Exactly. You know, you've seen him do some crazy shit before, so it was just, you see him make the first move and you're like, oh, then you see him make the next move and you're like, oh my God, and then it's 5-hole and everybody's losing their mind. And it was a cool feeling, and I think it was good because I can't remember if he had scored any, but I think he was almost getting the monkey off his back a little. And he played some great hockey, that's for sure, in the finals there.
You want to know where I was for that goal? My daughter's fucking 11th fucking birthday party, and I had the game on there. I was like, listen, I have to watch this game because one, I was on socials for you guys, and I'm like, I'm watching this game. And when Pick scored that goal, I was like yelling in the party.
Did you hear us on the announce?
I was screaming at the top of my lungs. Like,
do we bled into each other's call? You can't even understand what we're saying. Yeah. We're like,
you want to know how I know that it was a good run? So we're calling game 6 at home.
Yeah.
And Mike's sister, Misty, is like really close with us. So Misty stood in like mine and Steph's wedding.
Right on.
So Misty couldn't even get into the game because it was sold out, really? game 6. So I told her, I said, well, we're on the call. I said, Steph's watching it at home with E because E was a little under the weather. So I'm like, Steph's watching it at home, go there. And Steph, I guess, was like yelling at the TV. So I'm like, that's how I know, like, it was like very exciting because like Steph hasn't really showed any like, it's not that she doesn't like you guys, just she hasn't really shown crazy interest, but she was like locked in on that series. Like, she'd be like asking me, like, hey, like, are the boys playing tonight? Like, yeah, we're playing tonight. So then we'd be watching games here. Like, I didn't go to the ones on the road. I was at the home games. But like, so me and E, because sometimes, man, we go to the game and it'll be like halfway through the first period, you'd be like, I want to go home. Like, we're not going home.
And it's never... Like, it's never the 0-0 games. It's the ones where it's like 5-0 Essex after the first.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm out of here. He's like, I got my snack from the snack bar and everything like that.
He's ready to roll.
But man, you guys had just everybody on the edge of their seats, man. It was
this whole year. That was so much fun at the start. I even told you, I said, this is going to be unfair. That was so much fun just being able to write, oh, Connor Dominski with 4 points tonight. And, like, Gabe Piccolo with 8. He had like 8 in his first game. He had first game at home.
He had like a 7-point game or something stupid.
I watched him. I watched him. It was 7 points. 3 and 4, I think. Because I watched him. I watched him in Wheatley. And that was like, it was like a sleeper game. It was like 3-1 empty net or something like that. And I was like, oh, I didn't really, I don't know. Pick wasn't, he didn't do much. And then all of a sudden, he's playing with Kuz and Halsey. It's just like, bing, bing. Kuz had that shot off the draw. Like, you guys were a unit this year. And, just a pleasure to watch you these past 3 years. Like, I watched you your 16-year-old year. But, wait, you were 16-year-old in Essex?
No, I played my 16-year-old in Belleover Midget. Right, and I AP'd with Lakeshore. I played in Essex for my 17-year-old.
17. So, you and... So Bryce would have been your...
So... the year I went to Midget Major, Bryce Ryan, Risey was our 16-year-old. Mm-hmm. I wasn't on the team. I was APing in Lakeshore that year. Came to Essex the next year. Risey went up to B in LaSalle. Halfway through the season, I believe he came back. That's the same time Halsey came back, too, before the deadline. The only guys left since then are me and Halsey. And, Halsey came back halfway through, so... we've been there for a while. We've been through it a lot, and Yeah, as much. Yeah, I've known Halsey a long time. We've been through. I even went up to him after we got knocked out, and I was like, "Hey, man, fuck, it's been since Sun County, right? So it, yeah. it's been a long time." And, you know, great guy, stand up guy, and pleasure to be able to play with him for the last couple of years. That's for sure.
One of the things I'm gonna ask you: are you going to try out for the Birds?
Oh, Tilver. Yeah, those guys reached out.
They asked me about you.
Yeah. Yeah,
I gave a really good surprise. Review. I gave a really good review.
Good. Yeah, those guys reached out. Yeah, I mean, where's the harm in going for a skate, right? I do hear that there's some big guys in that league, some big 30-year-old guys laying bod. So, you know, I don't know what to expect. I've never seen any of their games, right? So, and at the same time, I don't want to commit to something I can't commit to with school and work and everything. So we'll see what happens. We'll see. My thing's always been, if anybody asked me to come try it anywhere, it's been like, well, how can a skate hurt, right? So,
they asked me about you, so I was like, he's going to be a guy you want. Like,
yeah, their captain there was texting me. I asked if there was any interest. I said, yeah, man, I mean, you know, I appreciate you reaching out. Like, yeah, of course. Like, I hear it's good hockey. I hear those guys fly around, man.
Half of them are, like, pro players.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah. And I do know some guys that have taken a couple years off and then started, but I also don't want to ever look back at it and be like, oh, fuck, I wish I did that. So
didn't know, like, you're not exactly the smallest guy yourself. So
yeah.
I think
fair.
You'll be okay, dude.
No, I know. I've never been afraid of playing with big guys, older guys.
Your game is good enough to fucking play wherever the hell you want, bro.
Like, well, I appreciate that.
Like, you got the shot. Sure. You got the hands, like you said, your wheels, whatever, but you're a big guy.
He's got the best sellies, and, too. The only guy on Essex who knew how to sell you. It was always awesome.
But those
the punch
guys,
in the air at center ice.
That was always my go-to. It was kind of funny because I remember I scored my first of the season, or maybe it was my second. I was snake bin, right? So I was fired up to get my first this year, and because it had never taken me more than like two or three games to get my first goal of the season. Yeah. This year it took me like eight or nine, so I was real fired up to score that first one. And I remember I did the celly where I like throw my leg in the air and punch the air. And Kale McCabe says something to me. He's like, hey, you always do that one. You ever going to change it up? And I was like, I'll tell you what, when Lori gets a picture of it, I'll change it up. In that game, she got a picture of it. That's so awesome. I had to think of something new.
I think, was that against
Amherstburg? Dresden.
Dresden, okay.
Year, yeah.
Was it on
the... That was at home. My first one was at home.
I'm trying to think if I got that on film. I don't know. Because first remember. Half of this year, but I can recall the first... goal I got of you on film this year was against Amherstburg. You walked in, did that same celly.
Yeah.
But,
that was good. That was a good one.
Yeah. Just to wrap it up, I suppose.
I was going to say, I was just going to ask you, do you have anything else
just,
for him?
Just a closing, like, how's life, brother? Like, how's school?
Good, man. Good. I'm almost done. So next year, I'm first semester. That's my last one. Hoping to graduate at the end of next year with my Bachelor of Science in Biology and Environmental Science. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to be able to make some real money out of school, right? So everything's going well, you know, that's in good. Life and everything, aside from not being able to play hockey anymore. But who knows, man? I could keep playing, right? So I'm at least going to be, you know, cranking beers in the summer leagues and stuff. So
hey, Tristan,
having a good time.
And fucking Halsey or what?
Is there an age limit for the dub?
No. I mean, it's kind of funny because it's supposed like Mr. Bugley, he kind of advertises it to people as like a junior prep league because they got a lot of young guys that want to play and they play. And then, you know, guys like Palesy and Siegs and whoever else, they'll come and watch some games. And you know, you get an eye on the young guys through the summer that are coming into camp. But at the same time, all the older guys, like I was talking to, actually, I ran into Patrick McManus today at the golf course. He plays for the Vipers, and he's going to be the GM of a team this year, just like me. And he said, he's like, I got like 12 Vipers guys coming. I'm like, right on, man. That's so awesome. The league's getting, it's always been good. It's getting better. But it's funny because one of the first guys to sign up every year is Jack Sanko. one of my good
Sank
buddies.
Baby.
So Sank, Sank baby, he'll be playing the dub. He'll probably be the oldest guy. So there's not really an age limit, I guess.
I was gonna say, how old is he?
He would be
23.
No, I'm 20. He's 24, 25. I forget if he. I think he's a 90.
His OA was COVID year,
I think,
right?
He's a 99.
All right, yeah, boys. Okay. All right, boys. Yeah. I'm suiting up.
Yeah.
Chris Chelios right
dude,
here.
Dude, Sanks is awesome. He's like 12 at heart.
I think we.
Yeah. I love
that
guy.
Is that the Sanko we had on the show? We had a Sanko on the show.
He has his brother Luke. Maybe it was Luke.
Maybe it was him. I know we had a Sanko on the show.
Well, honestly, man, he'd probably love to. That guy loves to talk too.
He always is. Anytime I would post something on my old account, that 73 stats page, anything it was a Dimbinski brother, chimes in right away.
Which one's which one's in Florida?
That's Luke.
Okay, so Luke, who we had on the show then.
Jack does.
So I'm like, look at this guy. He pops on the Zoom call.
Yeah, so Jack went out to Davenport for a year and then he came back, and so
Luke fucking pops on the Zoom call. He's got palm trees in the
background.
Like,
come
like,
on,
this
man.
Fucking
how
guy.
Can you go wrong?
That's awesome. But he always comments on either you or DJ's posts. He'll be like, "I told your brother to change his white chin strap."
Yeah,
I saw that one.
Yeah. Well, it's good because like Mr. Bugley and those guys, they do the check-in clinic, which I've helped out since I was a kid. Almost 10 years now, we've been doing the check-in clinic and over there. And it's funny because this kid comes up to me and he goes, "You still play it?" I'm like, "Oh, my last year this year, buddy." He goes, "You know Jack Sanko?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I know Sanks." He's like, "That's my cousin." And I'm like, "All right, well, you tell him that you lay body better than he does." Jack will hate that. He loved laying the bod. So, yeah, I used to ride with him to every game in practice. He's a good friend of mine. So
that's beautiful. Awesome.
Do you have anything else to ask him or are you?
I do. Thank you for saying that. Now is your opportunity. I felt bad. I couldn't get in on the call. You got a cousin in Tennessee who was watching the playoffs. Give you a shout out right now. There's a camera right there.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Nick Bickford, man. He's a super fan out of Tennessee. He's my cousin. He started watching us. He lived with us for a summer and a season. I think it was before I was playing in Essex. So he loves the boys. He loves the Essex 73s, and he was watching every game. He loves you guys, man. He loves the call. So, yeah, he'll love this, man. Shout out to Nick Bickford.
Yeah, beauty.
He's a great guy.
Love
man.
It.
Yep.
Better be watching all these episodes.
Right on. I'm sure he will, man. Yeah. Yep.
But I think that's all.
Yeah, man. Seriously, like, I just want to say thank you for everything over the past, like, freaking few years, man. You've been so good to our show, my son. My son, like, loves you, obviously. Like, every game, like, where's Connor? Where's Connor? When he first started going to games with me, and you were, like, the first year you started wearing our badge, and he was, like, he'd be, like, where's Connor? Where's Connor? And, like, every shit, I'd be, like, dude, he has to rest. Like, he's on the bench.
I'm one of those guys that needs a lot of rest.
Yeah. But it was funny. But, yeah, man, just everything you've done, signed sticks, flicking them pucks, freaking fist bumps before you guys go for warm up, man. Time. Seriously, just thank you for everything that you've done.
Well, I appreciate you guys saying that because some Jamie said to me yesterday at the rink too. He said that he said, you know, he's like, you mean as much to this organization as this organization, you know, means to you, and that felt really cool coming from him. You know, because I love the threes. Like I said earlier, I like to think I bleed orange. So the fact that he said that the organization cares like that about me, It means a lot. It definitely means a lot. So
you need to be involved in some aspect.
Yeah, I will. I'll be around. I'll definitely be the loudest guy in the beer section. That's for sure. But yeah, no, I'll be around, especially if Carter's around. So, and my parents, like, you know, my parents love the organization. So I'm sure this family, you know, me and my brother will be a part of the 73s for a long time. So.
Love it.
So just a quick question. I'm just thinking, was it Caldwell who signed you, or was it
That would have been Caldwell. Okay. Caldwell was my GM my first season. It was kind of funny because Caldwell was the GM the year before when I said, "Hey guys, sorry, I'm going to try out in Lakeshore," but they never had any animosity. They came. I remember Blenheim asked me to sign that year too. Okay. Their GM was great. He was always really good to me, Bob Price, and I told them, I said, I wanted to play. I just want to play closer to home.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to make the call to Lakeshore and Blenheim and tell them I was playing in Essex, which I was fired up about, and I still am, right? So,
right on.
Love it. Anything?
That's all.
All right.
Punch
well,
my ticket there.
Like I said, thank you again. We're going to have you sign this jersey.
I'll definitely
here.
Sign that jersey, man.
So, everybody, we hope you enjoyed this. We're going to have some more 73 soon. So, until next time, yep. Connor.
Right on. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thanks, Dembo. I lost my fight with time. My
to say if I could do